You can spend thousands on a new website and still not fix the real problem. A website redesign often feels like the obvious next step. The site looks dated. It is not performing as well as it should. The team is frustrated with it. So the conclusion is simple. We need a new website. Sometimes that is true. But a redesign is not automatically a solution. If the real issue sits underneath the surface, a new site can still leave you with the same problem in a more polished wrapper. Why businesses jump straight into a website redesign? A website redesign feels productive. It gives people something visible to focus on. It creates momentum. It feels like progress. But most websites do not underperform simply because they look old. They underperform because the thinking behind them is weak, vague, or incomplete. Who is the site really for? What does the business want to be known for? What matters most to the buyer? What should the site make easier to understand? What is actually stopping action now? If those questions have not been answered properly, a website redesign becomes guesswork. Why some website redesign projects still fail to perform? This is where businesses waste money. They improve the visuals but keep the same weak message. They tidy the structure but never sharpen the positioning. They launch a new website but still do not make the value clear enough. They expect better results, then wonder why inquiries still feel flat. That is not really a design problem. It is a clarity problem. A website redesign can only work properly if it is built on stronger thinking than its predecessor. A redesign is not the same as solving the problem. This is the trap. The website is treated as the issue when it is often only its expression. If the business is unclear, the new site will carry that lack of clarity. If the message is weak, the redesign will still struggle to convert. If the offer is hard to understand, better visuals will not magically make it compelling. That is why some website redesign projects look better, but have very little commercial impact. They solve the surface, not the reason the surface was underperforming. What should happen before a website redesign starts? Before starting a website redesign, get clear on who the site needs to speak to, what those people need to understand quickly, what makes the business credible, where trust is being won or lost, what action the site needs to drive, and what is currently getting in the way of that action. Once that thinking is in place, the redesign becomes much more valuable. Now the structure has direction. Now the copy has a job. Now the design is supporting something real. Now the website is more likely to perform differently, not just look different. A better website redesign starts with better thinking. There is nothing wrong with investing in a website redesign. The mistake is doing it before you understand what is really hurting performance. A redesign to improve conversions only works if the new site fixes the message, trust, structure, and decision-making problems underneath. If not, you can spend thousands on a new website and still not fix the real problem. If your website needs a replacing, make sure you are solving the cause of the underperformance, not just refreshing the symptoms. 60 minutes. Recorded. 5 clear fixes. No guesswork. Money back guarantee. £97.